10 years ago, I was running my family business. I had been running this business, which was a successful golf center, for 11 years. We had a driving range, a 9-hole golf course, and a retail golf store in Salem, Oregon, called Cottonwood Lakes. But I was really unhappy. I know a lot of people would give their left arm to have that job, but I didn't feel like I was being my true authentic self, and that bothered me. Up to that point in my life, I had accomplished some really nice things. I rode my bicycle across the United States, finished over 50 triathlons, including 4 Ironman races, had a wonderful son, and was running a profitable business. So a part of me felt like I had a good understanding of personal success and what that meant and felt like. But I wasn't feeling that way at my job or in my life anymore. I felt like I had this giant gift inside of me that wanted to come out, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew that it needed to be released. So with a slightly confused heart, I left the golf center and my family's business. I had no idea what I was going to do with my life after leaving, but I trusted my decision. Now, getting to the place of actually leaving the business was much harder than I just made it out to be. This was a job that had permeated through my being ever since I was a 7th grader, driving a little tractor with a makeshift wire cage on it to pick up the golf balls. I would effortlessly drive around lost in thought on warm summer evenings, smelling fresh-cut grass and listening to the thwack of club-hitting ball, and compulsively picking up every single one of them come the end of the night so the customers could do it all over again the next day. I had grown up with that job. It taught me responsibility and gave me purpose. It provided me a consistent workplace throughout high school and during college while home on summer break. It also made me cool and gave me instant credibility amongst my peers, not to mention a handy place to take a date. But most importantly, I had grown up playing golf. It was a sport that provided many happy memories for me as a child and a vital tool that helped my father and I bond. And that made it one of the reasons why it was hard for me to tell him I didn't want to do it anymore as an adult. In my heart, I think I always knew that I wasn't going to be working at the golf center for the rest of my life. I felt an intuitive tug pulling at me early on during my 11-year tenure of running the facility. It was the same tug that I bravely followed into triathlon racing during college, but this tug wasn't quite strong enough. Or more likely, I didn't have the courage to listen to it at that time to actually leave. But now it pulsed stronger than ever and wouldn't allow me to stay complacent in something that wasn't my true calling. That didn't make the initial conversation about wanting to leave the business with my father any easier. At first, I felt that I was letting him down. My thinking was that he had provided me with this great opportunity to run and co-own a business that most people would happily say yes to. And I knew that he had secretly hoped that I would make it my own someday. When I finally did gather the courage to have the chat, the conversation went much better than I could have ever imagined, and I think much of the anxiety stemmed from my own fears of letting him down. He told me that he sensed I wasn't enjoying it as much as I had been at the start of my 11-year run, and that he certainly didn't want me to do anything that my heart wasn't into, or be someone that I wasn't. He also told me that he just wanted me to be happy. I felt very fortunate that my father understood my feelings and was able to let some of his own fears be tabled. He also shared something with me that totally caught me off guard. He told me that if he could have done it all over, he would have become a golf club professional instead of an independent insurance agent, because he loved to teach and help others with their golf game. He had a very long and successful career as an independent insurance agent while we operated the golf center on the side. He sensed that he understood my need to find my true calling, whatever it may be, while I still had time to explore and find myself. All of the guilt I was carrying in regard to my departure had been placed there firmly by myself and by my own expectations of potentially letting him down after having this great opportunity presented to me, which I would soon be leaving.